In the 1990s, apology laws emerged in the U.S. as a way to open up communication between doctor and patient and potentially head off liability lawsuits. Dr. Norman Jensen of UW Hospital and Clinics says potential court action scares doctors into silence when oftentimes families just want to know what went wrong.
Human beings, Americans for sure, have a lot of forgiveness in their hearts and souls if they are only treated with respect and openness.
This proposal is more expansive than one last session that was vetoed. Milwaukee Representative John Richards says most laws in the U.S. allow doctors to express regret or sympathy. Wisconsin's broader proposal could potentially make it harder to prove malpractice.
Saying I'm sorry is a good and appropriate thing to do, but this goes way beyond that. This goes into direct admissions of fault and responsibility.
Supporters of the bill say it will reduce frivolous lawsuits. A 2006 Harvard study found perception of them to be overblown. Such lawsuits are tough to win, says Mike End. He's an injury attorney and president of the Wisconsin Association of Justice. He favors doctor apologies, but not exclusion of fault or responsibility.
Communication is the way to go. That's patient safety, but you don't need to potentially destroy the right of somebody to be compensated.
Supporters of the bill say while a doctor's admission of fault to a patient would not be admissible in court, lawyers could still use medical records or other evidence to prove their case. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.